Gary Marshall has made you laugh. With one of his signature sitcoms, The Odd Couple, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, or Mork and Mindy. With one of his movies, The Flamingo Kid, Pretty Woman, The Princess Diaries. Chances are he made your parents and grandparents laugh too, writing material for Jack Parr, Joey Bishop at the Old Dick Van Dyke Show. He's now written a memoir of his life and times that opens in the Bronx, not on the Walk of Fame. His book is called My Happy Days in Hollywood, a Memoir. Gary Marshall joins us from our studios in Culver City, California, not all that far from Hollywood. Thanks so much for being with us.
I'm here. It's good to hear you, Scott. It's nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you. Your mother sounds more vivid than almost any character I've seen in a Broadway musical. You still cast back to what she told you about the business every now and then?
Well, she said the worst thing is to be boring when I was little. And I said, what is boring, Ma? And she said, your father. She always had a shot for everybody. And my mother was the influence, really, that got us into show business, both my two sisters and I. My sister Ronnie, not many people know her. She worked with us, and she produced all our stuff. And Penny was Laverne, so she got us all into comedy.
You've worked with so many famous personalities. Tom Hanks, Robin Williams, Tony Randall, Jack Klugman, Jack Parr, Jackie Gleason.
A lot of Jacks, yes.
Well, just reading your memoir, we had the impression, and you're very kind to everybody, that almost the toughest show business personality you worked with, we're going to play a clip of that person and get your reaction.
What do you want from me, Charlie Horse?
Nothing. You always ask me if we can play together, and so I always say no, you know, and so today I thought I'd say yes, and
yeah. Well, what do you want from me, Charlie Horse?
Dear, Charlie Horse just wants to play with you.
Lamb chop, Shari Lewis. I haven't heard that sound in a long time, Scott. You dug that one out.
Tell us about working with Lamb Chop.
Well, it was my first writing job with my partner, Fred Freeman, and Shari Lewis was a delightful lady. She, hello, would you like some tea? And the Lamb Chop wasn't so nice. Suddenly, Lamb Chop came out and said, boys, you don't write so well. Well, we two grown men talking to a lady's hand with a puppet. A piece of cloth was yelling at us. It's not every day you get yelled at by cloth. But we learned that, funny people seem to have quirks.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
Happy days. When did you figure out that Fonzie was the breakout character?
Well, it sounds like I was very bright and clever. The truth was everybody figured it out at the same time. The gate guard at Paramount said, I'm watching the show. I like the tough guy, played wonderfully by Henry Winkler. He wasn't at all like Fonzie Henry Winkler, but he could act it. And he just made guttural sounds and had ho-ho and hey. And a lot of them Henry made up himself, whoing and heying.
One burger, one Coke.
Hey.
What's A?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Too much ice in the Coke and not enough ketchup on the hamburger. I'll be right back.
See, now that's called the big CC. Cool communication through the eyes, huh?
Yeah, but you did throw in a couple of A's.
A's my lingo.
And then slowly he became Richie's best friend and the character developed and it went on.
How did Mork and Mindy, this visitor from another planet, grow out of Happy Days?
Well, one of the things that I think is important is when you are in entertainment is to please the people in your house, your family. And I had the show Happy Days. My daughters loved it, but my son did not like it very much. He didn't want to watch that. And I said, why don't you like it? He said, well, there is no space people. He wanted Star Wars. He wanted aliens. I said, well, it's in the 50s. How can there be space? There's no space in the 50s. And only, a seven-year-old can think this way. It could be a dream.
All right. Who's going wee-wee-wee? I'm saying, who's going wee-wee-wee? Hey, Ralph, if you're out there and this is a bad joke, I'll give you 30 seconds to find out how much I don't enjoy wee-wee-wee. whoa, whoa, whoa.
Greetings, Fonzie. Nibaz about Nibet. Remember me, Mork from Ork? You once called me the nutso from outer space.
I think I must be dreaming of something like that, you know?
Sorry, real thing. I had to zap your mind to make you forget. Didn't want you to go Bozo City.
I think I want to wake up now.
The dream is so funny, it suddenly wasn't a dream anymore. We decided to make a show based on Mork, and finding Robin Williams was a lot my sister Ronnie's work, and it did come about mostly because my son wouldn't watch, and when he saw Mork, he watched.
Speaking of your own house, you love your sister, Penny Marshall, but I gather you found it hard to work together.
Well, it was the toughest project I ever did was Laverne and Shirley, mostly because it's my sister, so you can't hide from your sister. Other stars, some days I would say, I'm not home today, and Penny often would come to my house and stay at the gate and say, the second act is no good. Then we'd have to open the gate because otherwise she would climb over. Penny was very athletic, but we tried, and she was always making the show better, but in a lot of ways she was the success, as I've watched not just from my sister but so many other boys and girls, actors and actresses, a big success. You know, you get a little insecure, you don't think you deserve it, and you go through all those psychological things that Penny went. I saw her become a stunt girl is what she started out, and suddenly she was Laverne, and she was in the number one show. So yeah, it was difficult for me because I said in the book, pride myself on being able to make people happy, and the one person I couldn't seem to make happy was my sister Penny on Laverne and Shirley.
One of the things that I think would strike anyone is you seem to have made a lot of room for your family. I mean, you're in a highly competitive business, and yet you seem to make career choices based on what's best for families, including the families of the people who work with you.
Well, that's true. I always felt it was the whole key to it was to get a balance between, family life, real life, and the make-believe life of entertainment, movies, TV, theater. You work with me, you can bring your kid, and if they cry, it's not the end of the world. We'll take two, and we'll work it out. Because I think, when all is said and done, that's who you're usually working for. It's nice, you get a prize, you get a statue. But I think if your family is happy and you can take them on a vacation, that's better than a plaque.
Pretty Woman. You made a star, helped Julia Roberts to get...
I helped. You never make a star. They have to have some talent going in. I don't want to fool people. But she was cute.
So when you began shooting Pretty Woman, you didn't know how you'd get the lovers back together?
We didn't really have an ending until I figured out that we were doing a fairy tale, and that gave us the idea that he should climb up the tower to rescue her, and what he did. Only when you do it with the guy who's a director from the Bronx, he climbs up a fire escape. So that was part of the ending that I had finally figured out.
So what happened after he climbed up the tower and rescued her?
She rescues him right back.
To kick it a little, to make it a little more the sense of a fairy tale is what everybody thinks Hollywood is, and we had the guy walking by, says, everybody dream.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood.
Gary Marshall, his new book, written with his daughter, Laurie Marshall, My Happy Days in Hollywood. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth.
Mercy. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.